Welcome to Triad Arts Up Close. I'm David Ford. The exhibit Love Through the Years, Three Centuries of Black Dolls, opened last week and will continue through March 31st at Winston-Salem Delta Fine Arts. Last week, doll maker Wendy Barber, United Federation of Doll Clubs Region 8 Director Carolyn Mills Allen, and collector, doll appraiser, dealer, genealogist, and lecturer Joyce Stamps stopped by the studio to share their passion for dolls.
My mom, when I was 13, she said I was too old for dolls, and she refused to buy me any more dolls. And I said, okay, so I really started reading, and I read a lot. Back then, there were hardback books only. So I started collecting a lot of books, and my mother saw the books collect, and she said, don't you think you have enough books? And I said, well, it's either the books or the dolls. Which one? And she said, keep reading. Little did she know, my favorite aunt kept me in dolls. Once a month, my aunt would take me to Hudson's and buy me a doll from the toy department. So I had both.
Your creations today, a combination of influences from Africa, Asia, European traditions.
Yes, I have a degree in costume design.
What are some of the distinguishing features of each?
European, of course, what we're wearing today and now, and then the Asian style of the kimono, the obi, belts, things like that. And African prints, I put them all together and create one doll.
Is it a mix? I mean, a mix of styles?
It's a mix. A mix of styles, textures, pattern. I'm branching more out to using satins and silks and more textured fabrics because basically they were all cotton. And most of my dolls are cloth dolls, but now I'm branching into polymer clays and air-dry clays. I'm trying everything, and I love puppets, so I'm about to get into puppets and teaching that for kids in workshops and things.
See, I would make a puppet. I've always had that fascination with puppetry.
Yes.
Would like to say that one day I'll make a puppet.
Yes.
That'd be my goal. You heard it
yes.
here first.
Well, when I have a workshop, I'll let you know.
Talking to Carolyn Mills Allen here, and the organization I wanted to find out more about, to which you're both members, and this is the United Federation of Doll Clubs Incorporated. What's it do?
First of all, our mission is to promote doll collecting, doll preservation, and to educate people who think they're not doll collectors. And we have 16 regions, and that includes an international region. I'm regional director of Region 8, which includes Tennessee, North Carolina, and Kentucky. We do community activities. We promote the preservation of dolls and the collecting of dolls and the study of dolls. There's a doll club in Winston-Salem, one in Greensboro, and one in Salisbury, not to mention the other surrounding counties.
How does that experience leading the regional chapter of the Federation helped you or just influence you in terms of your own collecting?
I have learned more by attending our conventions where we see pristine dolls, the creme de la creme, in each category. We do have a competition where dolls are awarded ribbons. We have an apprenticeship judging program where you can learn to judge dolls. So it's an ongoing relationship with the membership, which numbers over 12,000 members worldwide.
Your personal collection includes a real variety of some of the modern makers, representing some important aspects of collecting dolls of color. What are some of those aspects?
First of all, if you find a person of color, a doll designer or a person who owned a factory or a company, to me that's not only part of doll history, it's an important part of African-American history. And because the doll and the toy company has moved to Asia, any doll that we have made in America is important. But then when we find one and we can document one that was made or designed by a person of color, that's even more important. So we can go back probably to the 50s and 60s. Where we find a lot of women survived by being doll makers. They made money by being doll makers. So my examples are very important. I have a Amos Andra doll, which is from a radio program that was called the Amos and Andy Show. And there was a doll created from a character in that genre. She was made of rubber by the Goodyear Company. So she's fragile. She's rare, And there were two versions that we know of. She had a painted eye and a plastic or glass eye. So that's radio history, that's African American history, that's toy history, fashion. And the Mattel company now has a black designer who designs a collection once a year. And it is over the charts, out of this world, pure fashion.
You beautiful doll, you great big beautiful doll.
Hey, we got Joyce right in front of me. This is clearly a lot more than just a hobby. Why is this so important to you? What is it about them?
I brought to Winston-Salem antique dolls. A friend of mine who owns an antique store in Massachusetts has a collection of about 150 black cloth dolls. And a lot of these dolls were made by slaves for their children. Most of the women back then sewed, so they had scraps that they used. And these dolls come from the earliest that we have in the collection. I didn't bring that one with us. It's from 1830. Most of the dolls that I brought with me this trip were from, I would say, 1850 up to about 1920. My other passion, and I've been able to combine the two, is genealogy. And I can go back to the early 1800s.
What's that like? There's a doll from that period that may have been in the rough area of an ancestor. What's that connection like?
It's kind of a feeling that you get. You know, it just kind of takes over. I was here 2 years ago at the convention center, and I brought dolls with me. I was invited by Dolls Magazine to do kind of a historical look on black dolls, cloth dolls, and that's what I did. And there were several people that came into the booth. I would say the majority of them were white, and believe it or not, they were men. And a lot of them came in, and a couple of them got a little kerplunk, close to tears, and I said, please don't cry in here. But they were remembering things that their mothers had when they were younger, and dolls that had come into their life. And a couple of them said that they really wanted a baby doll just to have because it made them feel closer to their mother. They remember some of the things that they felt, and that's how I feel sometimes with the dolls that I come across.
The connection.
The connection. It was like when I went to pick some of them up to bring down this trip, I mean, I was just amazed at myself, especially when you figure out how early these dolls were. And I said, one of the things I would like to do is I would love to be able to have them tell me the stories that they did, how they felt, the children that were given to them, how they played with them, what they felt.
My thanks to collector, doll appraiser, dealer, genealogist, and lecturer Joyce Stamps, United Federation of Doll Clubs Region 8 Director Carolyn Mills Allen, and doll maker Wendy Barber. You can see their remarkable dolls in person at the Delta Fine Arts exhibit Love Through the Years, Three Centuries of Black Dolls, which opened last week and will continue through March 31st. The Antique Doll Roadshow and Evaluation is Saturday, February 25th from noon to 2, and a children's doll making class will be held Saturday, March 31st from noon to 3. You'll find more information, along with photos of several dolls that my guests brought along with them today, on our website, wfdd.org/triadarts. I'm David Ford. Thanks for joining me today for Triad Arts Up Close.